Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We are now in Masechet Bava Batra Daf Ayin Chet Amud Bet at the Mishnah HaMocheret HaChamor, which is the beginning of Mishnah Dalad. Mishnah Gimel. We won't complete Mishnah Gimel in this piece. HaMocheret HaChamor Mochart HaSiach. Siach is a baby donkey. On the other hand, when you sell a cow, you do not end up selling the calf along with it. I'll have to see what the context is. Machar ashpa, machar zivla. If you sell the dung area, then the manure that's with it goes. Machar bor, machar mimehah. In a parallel, if you sell a cistern, the water goes. Machar kaveret, machar dvorim. If you sell a beehive, then the bees go along with it. Machar shoach, machar yonim. If you sell a dove coat, the doves go with it. All right, so really the odd one out here is the cow. Hechidam, now what's the circumstance? Eid amarlehi uvna, if you said regarding the donkey or the cow, it and its child, afilu parabunanami, then the calf should go with the cow. Eid lo amarlehi uvna, if you didn't say that, if you just said the animal, then afilu chamornami, though, then the baby donkey shouldn't go along with the donkey either. My papa damarle chamor meniko paramenikani mocher lachem. It's kind of a unique circumstance where the seller said, I'm selling you a nursing donkey or a nursing cow. So bishtama para, in the case of a cow, perhaps what he meant was the chalava boila, that he wanted the milk. That's the nursing point. What was the point of saying a nursing donkey? So it must be that he was intending to sell the son also. By the way, why is a baby donkey or a foal called a siach? Shemalech achar sicha na'a. It's called a siach, it's a play on words, because if you call it gently and soothingly, it comes. Sicha na'a. Okay, Amar Shmuel Bar Nachman Rav Yochanan. Ma'i dichtiv. So now there's a relatively long agadah, or actually really a midrash agadah, on several psukim at the end of Parshat Chukat that come in the wake of the war against Sichon, the victory over Sichon. The reason it's here, because of Sichon and Siach and the association of the names, the similar sounding names. Al-Kenyim Ruam Moshlim, I put all the psukim as verse 1 here on the page. Al-Kenyim Ruam Moshlim, Bo Cheshbon, etc. Hu Har Moshlim, Elu Ha Moshlim Bi Yitzram. This is a, homiletically refers to those people who are in control of their own Yetzer. Bo Cheshbon. Bo Cheshbon, the literal meaning is, of course, come to the city of Cheshbon, which was Sichon's capital. What's the drasha? Let's make an accounting of the way things work in the world. What we lose by not doing mitzvah, as opposed to what you gain, or the gain that you're going to get from avera, as opposed to what you're going to lose by not by violating. All right, the next passage is tipa neve tikonen ir sichon, meaning imata osekein, if you make this cheshbon and act on it, tipa nebo, lamazeve tikonen lalala, you'll be built up in this world and you will be ready and prepared and established for the world to come. So it's called ir sichon. What's that? Im mesim adam asmo ka'ayar ze, shamalech achar sicha na'a, if you make yourself like a wild donkey that follows the soothing talk. Again, back to our siach. So, makti v'acharav, what's the next pasuk? Ki esh yatzai mechashbon lahava kiryat sichon. Meaning, teitze esh mechashvin tochal cheinan mechashvin. The fire will come out from those people who make this accounting and will devour those who don't make up this accounting. Lahava mikiryat sichon, what does that mean? Mekiryat tzadikim shenikru sichin, from the city of the tzadikim, who are called sichin, and the idea of them being called sichin is like a tree, right? Tzadik hatamar yifrach, look at the Rashbam, kiraz bavon nizkeh, who made ben anasim, several psukim in which tzadikim are alluded to or associated with trees, right? So sichon here is played with the word siach, like a bush. Achla ar moav, ze amalech achar yitzro, ke ayar ze shemalech achar sicha na'a. This now is referring to Ar, and the place in the city of Ar is now a play on Ayar. But Ayar, now the donkey that follows the soothing talk, is seen in a bad light. Follows soothing talk, they're like a Yitzhara that leads somebody astray. Palei Bamot Arnon, those who built the Bamot of Arnon, Kiri Arnon, of course, is the Nachal that comes at Petra. Elu Gasei HaRuach, these are the haughty ones. Anybody who's haughty ends up in Gehinom. Vaniram Amar Asha Ein Ram. What is Vaniram? Ein Ram. No one is up there. There's no one in charge. Avad Cheshbon mean Avad Cheshbon Hashalom. All of the counting is lost. There's no point to it. Ad is nihilism. Ad Divon Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu Hamtein Ad Shiavo Din. What's Divon? Wait until the Din comes. Vanashim Ad Nofach Ngashtavo Eish Sheinat Tzricha Nipuach. Until a fire that needs no bellows to make it go will come, the fire of Gehenna. Ad Medva, of course, the famous town. Ad Shetat Iv Nishmatan. Again, the drasha is until the Neshamot are burned up. Ma'ad to Avid Maideboy. Or it means until Hashem does what it is that he wants to do, or needs to do. Alright, so that's the end of that drasha. I'm Rav Yehuda, I'm a Rav, called Paresh Bidivrei Torah Ish Ochalto. Anybody who leaves the words of Torah, who's engaged in the words of Torah and leaves, is devoured by fire, Shinemar, Venatati et Panai Bahem. They've left the fire will devour them. So they've left the fire of Torah, the fire will burn them up. Somebody who walks away or leaves from Divrei Torah, they'll fell b'gehinom. Shinemar adam to'em midera haskel b'kal refa'im yanuach. Somebody who leaves the way of wisdom ends up in the company of refa'im. Refa'im, of course, means ghosts. But here it's a reference to Gehinom. So the Rafaim are Imkei Sheol, and the depths here are understood to be Gehinom. Okay, back to our Mishnah. Machar Ashpa Machar Zivla. Now, Tanatam, we have a very long piece here that's only at the very end going to touch back on our Mishnah. It's the ultimate of a backdoor sugya. And it's dealing with the issue of Mi'ilah. Anything that you're makdish that only could be fit for the mizbeach or only fit for berakabayit or for neither, mo'alin b'hen of mashu b'tochan, mi'ila applies to it and to its contents. Right? Ketzad. Mi'ila meaning the prohibition against getting personal benefit from it, and if you do, the payment and etc. Hikdish bor melei amayim. So if you makdish a bor, a cistern full of water, ashpot melei out zevel, or dung that has manure, shavach melei yonim, a dovecote full of birds, sadem melei asavim, a field full of herbs or grasses, ilan nasui perot, or a tree that's laden with fruit, mo'alim b'han mashu b'tochan. Mi'ilah attaches to the tree and to the fruit, to the dovecote and to the doves. Aval. Hikdish bor v'chakach melei mayim, ashpot v'chakach melei azevel, fil v'chakach melei yonim, alnem v'chakach nasa perot, so in all of those cases, you are makdish the object, and then afterwards the contents came, either they grew in or they were put in. Then, mo'alin b'ayin v'en mo'alin mashu b'tochan. Mi'ilah only attaches to the object, not to the contents, because the contents came afterwards. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi, omer hikdish ata sadeh v'ta'ilan. Mo'alin b'ayin v'en mo'alin mashu b'tochan. Rabbi Yossi says, as far as the last two cases go, the field and the tree, even if the fruit was grown or the herbs or the grass grew after your makdish, mi'ila attaches, eshin gidu lehektish. All right, that's the Mishnah. That's the Mishnah in Me'ila, Perakimomish design. Tanya, Amar Rabbi. So Rabbi then said, Nir'in div Rabbi Yehuda b'vor v'shovach, v'div Rabbi Yossi b'sadev v'ilan. Rabbi said something a little strange. He said, we should rule like Rabbi Yehuda when it comes to a bor and shovach, that the contents are not, mi'ila doesn't attach if the contents came in afterwards. We should rule like Rabbi Yossi when it comes to a field and a tree that the produce that came afterwards, mi'ila does attach to. Now, Haimai, let's try to figure this. Based on Nir'in div Rabbi Yehuda b'vor v'shovach, I understand why he says Rabbi Yehuda, we rule like Rabbi Yehuda, because it indicates that Rabbi Yehuda disagrees also about Sadev Ilan, and we're not accepting that. But to say that Rabbi Yossi, we accept Rabbi Yossi in the case of Sadev Ilan, makes it sound like Rabbi Yossi also disagrees about Bor V'Shovach, and Rabbi Yossi did not address that. Rabbi Yossi, Sadev Ilan, come on, Rabbi Yossi only addressed Sadev Ilan. In other words, when it comes to the cistern and the dovecote and the dung heap, everybody agrees that stuff that comes later doesn't count. The only disagreement is about things that grow. Maybe Rabbi was saying this according to Rabbi Yehuda. Tanya, I'm Rabbi Yossi. Sorry, that Rabbi Yossi was responding to Rabbi Yehuda. I'm Rabbi Yossi. Explicitly, Rabbi Yossi said, I don't accept Rabbi Yehuda's position only about the tree in the field. Nation, gudula hektesh. You can't say gudula hektesh about water in a cistern. It doesn't grow there. Sadev ilan hu dein roeh. It's only those two that he disagrees about. How bor v'shovach roeh. So he agrees with him, which means everybody agrees about bor v'shovach v'ashpa. The only disagreement is sadev ilan. So what did Rabbi mean when he said, Nirin divrei Rabbi Yossi v'sadev ilan? Hachikamar, this is what Rabbi meant. Nirin de Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Yossi, bebor v'sholach. He meant that Rabbi Yossi agrees with Rabbi Yehuda about the non-growing things. Shafi Yossi on achlak alav elav sadevi lan. Because he's clarifying for us something that we figured out ourselves, that Rabbi Yossi only disagreed about the produce. Abor v'sholach modile, he agrees. Now, Tana Rabbanan, we're not done. Hikdishan reikanin v'chakach nitmalu, our case, if you were makdish the boar empty and then it became filled, Mualin van vein, mualin mashabatochan, only the object, not the contents are included. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, Omer, af mualin mashabatochan. He disagrees and says even the contents. Sounds like he is saying he's got a new position because even Rabbi Yossi didn't go that far. Amaramba machloket besadev ilan. Rabbi said, no, that machloket's about sadev ilan. Basically, Tanakama sabar like Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon sabar like Rabbi Yossi, a perfect alignment. Amar Rishomach divrakom mualin van vein, mualin mashabatochan. Rabbi says, straight up, just like Rabbi said, there is no machloket about the water of a cistern. If it comes in afterwards, everybody agrees there's no me'ila. Amar le'abaye, but Abaye turned to Rabbi and said, "Now, hadatanya hikdishan mele'in mo'alin bahen v'mash v'tochan." We have the Tanakama saying that if you were makdish them full, then there's me'ila on the cistern and the water. Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Shimon machlif, and Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Shimon suddenly turns around and says, "No, you're not makdi, you're not mo'el." On the contents, it's a very strange position. But if we're talking about a tree, then why would Rabbi Lezer Shimon say you're not moel? Ella, I'm a rabba. So rabba now had to fix it and say machloket Rabbi Shovach. The machloket Rabbi Lezer Shimon and Rabbanan is about the boar. Everybody agrees about the tree that you're moel, even the fruit that grew afterwards. Now, Uvavar Rishovach, so then we say the machloket is about the cistern, as an example. Bereikanin my pligi, my pligi. It's a very strange machloket, because it means that Rabbi Lezer of Shimon says that if you were makdish the cistern and water later came in, the water is subject to me'ilah. Chum say no. But oddly enough, Rabbi Lezer of Shimon says if you're makdish the cistern and the water was in it, the water is not subject. So what's the machloket in both cases? Bereikanin pligi pluto remev rabbanan. It's very simple. When it comes to the empty cistern, the machloket is simply Rabbeinu versus Rabbanan. Famous machloket. The Rabbanan say you can't sell something that doesn't exist. And Rabbeinu says you can sell, let's say, the fruit of a tree when the tree has not yet borne the fruit. And so therefore, if you have a cistern that doesn't yet have water in it, you can be makdish the cistern and the water that comes later on is included. Time out. Rameir only said his position. He only said that about a tree where the fruit is inevitable. Who said the water is going to come into the cistern? So that we could answer circumstantially. If there's a constant flow of water through his chatzer into the boar, then and it's inevitable that we know it's going to come in. The same thing. There's doves that always come through his dovecote into that dovecote. All right. So what's the machloket about the full one? Where Rabbi Lezer Shimon says, if you mock the cistern with water in it, the water is not included, oddly enough. You're mock the shibor. That's Rabbi Shimon Savala Kavua. He holds like his father, Rabbi Shimon. That the din of Hekdesh follows the ruling of a regular sale. Ma din had yot, just like with his selling. I could say, I sold you a cistern, I didn't sell you the water. Same thing with Gavoa. You could say, I was makdish the cistern, not the water. All right, and Tanakama, as you see in parentheses there, Tanakama says that we don't make that connection, and then Gavoa has stronger hold. Now, that's all brought here because of this last line. V'din hadyot lo, is that really true that in regular sales, a person can say, I sold you the cistern and not the water. Our Mishnah says that when you sell the boar, the water comes along. Our Mishnah is authored by a solitary opinion. We have a Braita that tells us the majority opinion, which is not like our Mishnah. If you sell the boar, the water doesn't come along with it. Rabbi Natan Omer, Machar Boar, Machar Meimav. Rabbi Natan says, no, indeed, when you sell the boar, the water comes along with. Okay, so now we understand, and this entire piece about Me'ilah was brought only for that last line, to identify that the opinion of Mishnah, at least about the boar, and maybe about all of them, is only the opinion of Rabbi Natan, and Chachamim disagree and say, you could say, I sold you the cistern and not the water. All right, we'll pause at this point. Everybody should have a wonderful day. We'll pick up Mirza Shevandav Pei Amud Aleph in the next podcast.